He didn't give no speech. You know, it was right off the helicopter, you know, in on the carpet into the White House. But I've seen some great speeches by the man. You know, he is a truly great actor. No doubt about it. Here's a favorite speech of mine. He gave the speech before the Joint Houses of Congress. And what it was about was the Central American threat. And he made it to sound like a Central America was going to attack you tomorrow. You know, it was so heavy. And the best part, he looked straight at the camera and he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, Central America is closer to Texas than Texas is to the state of Maine." I'm shaking in my boots. Like, hey, let's get out the globe and check it ourselves, you know? You know, so you get the globe, you know, you go, Central America, Texas, Maine. God damn, it is closer. Look. You know, look at that, it is closer. Whole idea of a speech was your neighbors are just too darn close to you, you know? So what I was thinking, if I was Ronald Reagan, I wouldn't be so upset for Central America. I would be afraid of Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, I look it up myself. Canada is closer to the United States than South Bend is to Mishawaka. Look it up yourself. It's a country. It's 3,000 miles long. It's just looming over you. Could come down anytime, attack you. I know what everybody says. Everybody says the same thing. Canada's your friend. You've been friends for 200 years or so. What I say is, don't push your luck. Who knew 10 years ago would be trouble in Central America? 10 years from now could be Canada. So, if I was Reagan, I'd nuke him. I'd do it, you know. One bomb on Toronto. I read this a fact once. Maybe you heard of this. It says you could take all the Chinese people, line them up four abreast, march them into the sea, and they would never stop. Have you heard of this? They would never stop. I mean, that means, I think, because there's so many of them, I guess they would be multiplying in line. They would be going into the sea. They probably would have on their bathing suits, you know, so it's kind of erratic in that, you know. Four abreast, they would never stop. I never understood it, too, what it means, four abreast. That sounds like it should be two people facing another two people. You march like that, go no place. Like Three Stooges or something, you know, just bump into one another. I know what they mean, though, four abreast. What it means is like four crossed. They would never stop. Anyway, Canada, on another hand, Canada has entire population, 180,000 people. Don't quote me on this exactly, but 180, 109, I know it's not more than 200,000 people. Anyway, you could line up with the Canadian people, march them into Lake Erie, would take like an afternoon. You could have lunch, march them into the lake, be home for dinner. I say, let's start, you know, what's holding things up here? Get the ball rolling.